got my belt on my shoulder, man. Hold on.
Yo,
man.
You got the bow tie on. You ain't got no belt, but you got bow tie on.
You know what I'm saying?
You out here looking like
this for biting my swag.
You out here looking like a member of the Herb Business.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's the green, too. It's the green. Like, you look at African-ish color. Did you go to an African Methodist church?
No, you know, that probably would have been pretty live, pretty, you know what I'm saying, pretty well-rounded for what I was bringing through. But no, you know what I'm saying, out here at United Church in Gallatin, Tennessee, man, my daughter, 12 years old, has made the decision to get baptized today, so I could not miss that, you know what I'm saying? So we sorry for bringing y'all the show a little late after being off a week for life things.
Oh, yeah, because I thought I was coughing up a lung.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, you know.
Still
and
might
you know,
hear me cough one up today, too.
Oh, man. Well, we will cut this short. And, you know, hey, it's divine time because literally 30 days ago, it's my grandmother's birthday.
Yes, it was.
January 19th. So, February 19th. And I just told my mom this, too. And I was like, yo, it's the 19th. Layla did this literally 30 days after grandma's birthday. This is amazing. I'm like, she's still with us. She's still working. So my mom starts crying, you know what I'm saying? She got COVID, so she's watching church online.
Oh, shit.
So, but, man, it was great. It's been a great weekend, man. It's been a weekend I needed, you know what I'm saying? And even though I missed everything wrestling, man, I want to let y'all know that I might have found my purpose with DJing after last night.
I was going to ask you, like, what is your DJ name?
Man, you know what? I do not know.
Is it
going
to be Cypher Santana?
I mean, hey, it could be.
You don't need no more names. I'm just going to say this right now. You came from the port here.
Yeah.
You Cypher Santana.
Well, and Sinatra, but I'll take Santana.
I mean, Sinatra, too. Excuse me. Sinatra, my bad. I was listening to Juel Santana before we started for some strange reason.
Hey, no. I was going to do some flips last night, but I didn't have enough time. Some Dipset joints.
Oh, I thought. Look, I thought
you know, I got
the Shaq can be.
Oh, no. No, not at all. You know what? My folder was named this DJ later because I don't even know. I didn't even have a name. People was like, yo, who's the DJ? And they was like, oh, that's Chris's boyfriend. I was like, yeah, hey, I'm Cam. Just call me Cam tonight. I'm just rocking out. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. See you. I'm talking about. Like, yo, who the DJ? Oh, boyfriend.
You know what I mean?
Your mama boyfriend.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my Black Planet days, and I was on there as your mama boyfriend. You dig? Going crazy.
And verified on Black Planet too now.
Oh, straight up?
Yeah, I'm verified.
Oh man, that's gotta mean something.
Hey man, that's what happens when you own the shit. I mean, not me technically, but...
No, but still, you affiliated.
Yeah. It felt good to be verified on some shit that you got hella pussy off of.
There you go.
It's almost like...
It's like, you know, it's really me. I'm like...
It's like a lifetime achievement award.
It's like when LL got the Vanguard Award.
Yes.
In like 97 or whatever.
Black Planet Vanguard Award goes to...
You know what I mean?
J.R. Bang, you know.
But yeah, man. Yeah. But yes, enough about our real lives.
Yeah.
Man, hey, it's time to talk about wrestling like nobody else in the world. And when that's happening, you know that it is time for the first Black Champ podcast. And I'm still the pick of this wrestling-ish camp from the port.
Hey, man, and I am VP JR Bang. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download wherever you get your favorite podcast. Barber's Chair Digital Network is the home. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, JR Bang. Camp, see, you got so many goddamn names, man. So it's still, I'm Cam Quotes on Twitter,
yeah,
right?
And who knows? I might change it. You know what? I'm not even going to say I was thinking about it. I was just like, you know what? This Cam Quotes thing is kind of dead, man. You know, I'm no longer in radio. I'm no longer doing interviews. I'm no longer like I'm 40. I'll be 42 in a couple months.
Three.
Yeah, a little less than 3 months. So, you know, and as I get more just benefit as well as payment for styling and dressing and this I just got other things going on.
I thought about you this weekend.
You know?
Thought about you this weekend. So this weekend I went to go see Layla Hathaway at City Winery.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, Layla Hathaway is like top three singers in my life.
Yeah.
She's one of the few women that's outside of Blood made me drop a tear. Because she sung in front of me and I was like, damn, thug tear. But my first thought was, damn, if I'm going to a Layla Hathaway concert, I got to be dressed like these niggas that's going to be there.
Yeah, you got to be TSO.
I need the hat. I need a beard. I need the button up with the dots all over it and shit, with the peacoat.
And the dots.
With the dots all over it, you know what I'm saying? With the white collar, with the peacoat, the long peacoat too, not the short, but the long peacoat.
Three quarter at least.
Right, see the three quarter joint with the jeans that you could cuff at the bottom with the Chelsea boots.
But you know, I'm actually not a Chelsea boot fan, so I would have put you in something different.
That's cool though, but that's all I was thinking. Like, I'm gonna go up and I'm gonna go to see Layla Hathaway, and I'm gonna have a black hoodie on, and black pants on, and some Air Maxes. But I'm supposed to be up here dressed like I'm about to go lead the church, cause that's how the niggas that be leading the church now. They be having the hat on.
Oh yeah,
with the button up, with the white collar, with the dots on there, with the long peacoat, the jeans that's a little bit tight too. Yeah, a little bit tight, like you gotta put your dick to the side.
Yo, a lot of guys are dressing like Anthony Hamilton's third album. I will tell.
I got a little like Anthony Hamilton on stage at the Essence Festival with the beard to match. I got to go get me a beard too. I got to get me a beard. And if it can't be Chelsea boots, you know, it's got to be something.
Hey, with the boots and
I got to grow hair like you. So I got to grow hair and then get the little poofy thing to make it look nappy cool. Nappy cool. That's like, damn. See?
You know what I mean?
This is when I need stylist Cam right now.
Yeah, man.
Because I'm going to go up in here looking like I'm a step away from beating somebody's ass.
Mm.
But everybody else is going to have, you know, they're going to be looking, you know, suave and shit. And as soon as I walk up in there, lo and behold, you know, I'm the least dressed nigga for Layla Hathaway.
Mm, yeah.
But I'm the one who know all the songs.
That's true. Hey, listen. Hey, what you may have, maybe in like in 2K, if your apparent slider was down, your knowledge and information was up. You know what I'm saying? So you still had the 94 rating.
I'm still a 94 rating, but
you know what I mean?
I beat your ass. Because it was a couple of people looked at me like, damn, you coming up in this shape? Like, yeah, fam, you made a fool. Like, I'm singing the shit. I know the beast. I saw people up in there shazamming songs.
Oh, wow.
It was this one lady was like, I don't know this song. Mm. Let me hit the Shazam. And I'm sitting there like, I want to say, bitch, it's brand new by Layla Hathaway. Why is you in here if you shazamming shit?
That's facts, though. That is a fact.
You don't shazam here. You enjoy, you know the songs. Why are we shazamming this song?
Yeah.
But I know she probably looking at me like, who is this thug ass nigga from out west looking ass? I'm like, yeah, you right.
Man, from, you know what? Since leaving Live Nation because of the pandemic, I have gotten to the habit of just going to a concert and leaving my phone in my pocket, or if I can, in the car. Because concert experiences are for the real fans.
Man.
It's for you to enjoy the music. If you're trying to me at this point, if it's not an intermission, if you're pulling out your phone to take pictures, or you trying to Shazam, or you trying to take video, you here for some other, and we ain't on that. It's like, yo, let us rock out. Let the fans rock out, please.
Gee, I took one video. That's it. Phone was in pocket the whole time, but I was like, let me get one.
Right.
Let me get one.
It's gotta be your joint though.
Yeah, I'm not in the phone. I'm not at the concert looking like Courtney B. Vance when the Angela Bassett was winning the Golden Globe and shit when he was like this. Like, no, there's people out here that's Soon she doing the Forever for Always. It's like, let me go put it out. Like, no, fam. Enjoy this experience. What are we doing here?
Yeah, yeah, man. Have the story to tell, not the content.
Yeah, like, all content. Man, where you going? And you going live? You stealing money? Go Instagram live real quick. I'm at the Layla Hathaway. I took one, put it down. I'm enjoying the rest of it, and I'm singing along with Layla like I'm one of the background singers. But it was just killing me, man. Like, man, y'all don't know these B-sides, fam?
Man.
What's wrong with y'all, fam?
Not knowing B-sides. Why go to a concert if you don't know B-sides?
Like, what song is she singing today? I don't know. It's brand new, fam. Just go listen to the live album. It's the last song on the album. What are we doing here? So, yeah, man. And that's how I feel at. Yeah, but see, that's how I feel at all live events, period. Like, why do you have your phone now? It could be wrestling. Yeah. It could be boxing. It could be football. But I'm not. Nah, I'm getting a couple of shots after that. I'm not doing all that, fam.
Because it's difficult to enjoy, even though I tried to, even for Raw, when they did the first Raw in Nashville, I was like, yo, I need to, thinking about the IG account, I was like, man, they need to know that we outside.
Oh, that's different. Doing it. That's different.
But I know, but at the same time, though, I got caught up in some moments. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait. Because I was like, no, I'm trying to enjoy the show. Hey, to our point, I was like, oh, damn, I probably should have got that, but I didn't.
Yeah, like, no.
We don't talk about it, though.
We got a whole ass platform. That's different.
Yes.
I'm talking about niggas who got 5 followers on Instagram. That's who I'm talking about, fam. Like, why are you trying to film the whole thing, fam? And she got a whole live album. Right. Like, soon as we left, I popped on the live album. Like, yo, I'm going home listening to Layla. She's singing the same shit.
Absolutely not, Keith. No, you're wrong. I'm not letting that one go. No.
You say, wait a minute, you can't go if you don't. Hell no. What's the point? Look, Keith, you're fucking up now.
Like, hey, look, we ain't using this for like Petey Pablo, no disrespect. Right. You know what I mean? But he ain't got an hour set nowhere.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, yeah, Freaka League. The Sierra joint. It's like, okay, bet. I got my 4 or 5 off. But no.
Like, gee, you can't go to a concert if you don't know the B side. Because unless you just don't like the song. That's one thing. You might not like the song and I'm gonna sit this one out.
Right.
But you know the song though.
Right.
Like, there's people that go to concerts now that after the single goes off, they sitting around like, fuck is this playing now? I ain't never heard this song.
Oh, man.
Is this on the playlist? Is this on Rap Caviar?
Mm.
Damn. Oh, there we go. I know that song. Like, what are you just missed half of the concert.
Yeah, man.
Because imagine Jay-Z doing another B-side concert and you not knowing no song.
Yeah, see, that's wild.
But you went to the concert because it's a Jay-Z concert. You didn't get the theory of B-sides. You go to the concert, imaginary player plays, and you don't know nothing.
Right, and it's like, hold on. See, that's how you know you don't belong. Because those are the B-sides we're talking about. Like, even if he went to Guns N' Roses, you should still know what's happening.
Now you the only one mad at the concert talking about, man, Jay-Z ain't even playing shit I want to hear. B-sides concert. It's a B-sides concert. The fuck is the B-side? It's the songs, that's not the singles, basically. It's the album cuts. But nobody want to hear that shit. No, you don't want to hear that shit. You go.
You don't.
You go.
Yeah. Like, the rest of us are cool. You tripping.
You know, right, not only is the rest of us cool, we like, oh, I never thought I'd hear this song before.
Yeah. Exactly.
Your ass over here want to hear Big Pimpin' 5 times.
Yeah, man. Right out. Yeah, that's so that is definitely the difference. Listen, There's a couple tours going on right now. Like, hey, look, nobody's going respectfully to a Trina concert for the B-sides. We get it. Yeah, everybody ain't in the B-side conversation.
But if you there and you know Trina B-sides, you are a P1 of all P1s.
Believe it. That's a fact. And she needs to call you out and be like, oh, she's been rocking with me all night. Or yes. You've been rocking with me all night.
Matter of fact, I give you a perfect example. Mario and Versus.
Hey.
I did not know.
No.
95% of what he was performing.
Yeah.
You know who was? Who know who did, though?
Yeah.
The wife.
Hey, there you go.
He was like, hey. Yo, this is for my day ones right here.
Yeah. I got the Go album and then realized a couple songs was on there. That's how long it was since I listened to it.
Yeah. And to bring it to wrestling, I'm a wrestling fan. So I like all wrestling. There might be a wrestler that I don't particularly like, mm-hmm. but it's not because of wrestling. It's just I don't like this nigga.
Right, yeah.
But it's like going to a wrestling event, liking the first match, but because you don't like Barry Horowitz, in his wrestling style, you stuck. Because it's like Barry Horowitz the next match versus Bonnie Donna Skip. And then it's Jeff Jarrett versus Ahmed Johnson. And then it's Vader versus Ultimate Warrior. And you don't like shit till you get to the main event. So you only like the first match, and you like the main event. Everything else, you just sitting there like this.
Right. He's like, okay, come on, fam, why you here?
They just need to hurry up and get to the main event. Why the fuck is you here, fam? It's a whole slew of matches. I only want to see Shawn Michaels versus Goldust.
Like, fam, well, then come late. Like,
You should have just came here for 15 minutes.
Right.
And that's what leads us off to what happened last night, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. Oh, well, this is going to get interesting. So now, hey, look, y'all got to take me as I am. I'm not watching Elimination Chamber until we done with the show. So this should get interesting.
Well, last night was Elimination Chamber. I would say the WWE, right off the bat for 2023, they damn near hit 1,000.
Nice. Okay.
Damn near. Because there's going to be some shit that Kemp see, and he's going to be pissed.
Hey, well, listen. Let me have my own spoiler alert. Did Johnny Wrestling win anything?
No, you're going to like some of the shit that happened to him, though.
Thank you, Vince.
You're going to like some of the things that happened to him. But Elimination Chamber happened last night in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. A capacity crowd. And let me say this. When you watch it, and I felt like this, and I watched part of the main event last night, but I watched the event yesterday. It has been quite some time, and I mean WrestleMania's included. It has been quite some time where I felt the tension in the arena through the TV. That's what I felt as soon as they turned on the replay and they start going through the video packages and everything.
Yeah.
You know what the outcome gonna be.
Right.
But it's like, what's going to happen to help deliver that outcome is what we were looking at.
Right.
And then plus all of the pom-pom stances that came with Sami Zayn going back to his original theme music and everything. And like you saw, like now you've at least caught up on Raw. So you see the confrontation between Cody Rhodes and Sami Zayn. So now you've seen, so that means you've seen in order, you've seen Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman. You've seen Cody Rhodes and Sami Zayn. You've seen Jey Uso and wonder what he's going to do. And Roman just in the back like this. So what I mean by that is I think that Triple H and creative this has been the best build up to a B pay-per-view I've seen in quite some time.
Okay.
Maybe since CM Punk, John Cena at the crib for the belt.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and even getting to WrestleMania, because I went from wanting to see Cody Rhodes to Roman Reigns to Cody Rhodes versus Sami Zayn in a week's time. Then it's like, but then what's going to happen with Jay? What's up with that? Damn, what's up with Kevin Owens? Because we ain't seen him.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy going to whoop somebody? Like, I'm ready for anything and everything that may happen at WrestleMania now. But it's a caveat to it. I just kind of don't like how last night ended. And we going to get into it. But we going to start off with Elimination Chamber, the women's match. Spoiler alert from Cam. Mm-hmm. Liv Morgan didn't win, but her ass cheeks was out.
Oh, that's a bet.
There we go.
That's a bet. That's kind of what I'm in two and in four.
There you go. But but as expected, Asuka defeated Carmella, Liv Morgan, Natalya, Nikki Cross, and Raquel Rodriguez. And now she will be going up against Bianca Belair at WrestleMania. Mm. The women got it in this one. I will say that you're going to enjoy this match. Okay. Tonight. But I think it was a foregone conclusion that Asuka was going to win, but maybe it was an outside thought of Raquel Rodriguez being able to take the match.
Yeah, man. See, okay. Without seeing the match, obviously, Asuka, just for the way she returned at the Royal Rumble, you have the loomings there, right? And also, you know, hindsight being 2020, looking back, it's only right that Bianca Belair ends up wrestling the two women that she was cool with all last year, right? Like, it just kind of makes sense for it to happen that way. However, I wonder, do they still feel the way potentially I feel about Bianca Belair, specifically at WrestleMania? Is this, because Asuka is an interesting case. I don't think Asuka needs help with anybody getting her over.
Right.
I think Asuka is Asuka, and that's just what it's going to be. My question here is, though, what can Bianca Belair do to elevate both of them as she is the champ? And I'm honestly struggling to find an answer right now. Maybe you can help me out here.
I don't have an answer for that. I've said it here on the show that the only thing that I question about Bianca Belair's title reign is putting somebody over in a win.
Yeah.
Not them winning, but her winning. Like, right. How strong does the person that she wrestles look after the match is over? Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily believe that that has really been the case, other than, you know, the top stars, where she's going up against Asuka, which she's not going to have that issue. I just want to know what kind of Asuka we're going to get. Mm-hmm. Even though this Asuka looks great to me, I like dark Asuka. I need her to be dark Asuka.
Yeah.
I don't need her to be this dark, fun, but fun character. No. Gotcha. Scare me, man. Get us back to the old Asuka, where we ain't think nobody could beat her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I need her to get a little bit more aggressive. I don't want her smiling at Bianca Belair like, you're not ready for Asuka. Like, nah, fam. I need Asuka to kick her ass in the head. I need us to fear, even though Asuka's a very worthy candidate.
Uh-huh.
I don't want nobody to misconstrue anything that I say.
Yeah.
Asuka's a very worthy candidate. What I'm saying is going into it, I need the true fear that my Nubian Black Queen is going to lose this belt.
Because
I don't have this fear. I just hear, good match, great for WrestleMania, not main event, but I know that these two can go in the ring. No, right. I need you to whoop her ass a couple of times, spit some shit in her face, sneak up on her, do some crazy shit.
Maybe like purple mist or something like that.
Some purple mist or something.
Something a little different.
Yeah, like how Alexa Bliss, when she whooped Bianca Belair's ass, I still knew Bianca Belair was going to win that match.
Yeah.
Asuka need to do some similar shit because there ain't no guarantees Bianca Belair going to beat Asuka just off of regular Asuka alone.
Yeah.
With Dark Asuka, you got to make me scared. Like, damn, they about to take the belt off of Bianca.
Mm.
I need that coming into this match.
I get you. And you know, and that's, and I mean, because the time is coming. The time, it's got to come because obviously there's no reason to never dislike or discredit Bianca Belair. But there is something to be said about the champ that can always put the competitors over, heel or face, no matter what pay-per-view either, no matter what night. I think, you know, that is, even though if we go by record, of course Shawn Michaels isn't Mr. WrestleMania, but when you look at how many people have had their match, their moment, their time with Shawn Michaels, whether he won or lost, it's WrestleMania. And I don't think it's unfair to want Bianca Belair to do that in 2023 when we've looked at her for what, about 10 years now from NXT to right now?
I don't think it's 10, but...
No, it's not 10, but it's like, but we approaching like 7.
Yeah, right? It's more than 5, I would say.
Yeah, so, you know...
It's about 5, because I think it was like 2015 where she got signed and they was like, yo, it's somebody down there at the Performance Center killing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say about 5, 6.
So, yeah, so, you know, but, and she's already held both major titles for the main brand, has headlined 2 WrestleManias, and has won at every single WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So, whether I got the year wrong or not, she got to do her Shawn Michaels shit. She got to do her Bret Hart shit. She got to do her Steve Austin. You know what I mean? Like, something has to happen. But, hey, look. I'm all for a black champ winning for no reason because we never seen that either. So, hey, Bianca Belair, let's make something happen. It's cool.
All right, man, we move on to a match that I know our man Keith was throwing shit at the screen. And you will throw some shit at the screen too here. Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, man.
Bobby Lashley takes home the victory. But okay. In the disqualification.
Hmm. I'm sorry. Had we done a prediction show, ladies and gentlemen, that was my pick. No bull.
What?
So I'm super happy about what I'm about to hear now. Because no way they're ending. My direct quote was going to be on our prediction show was Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley was going to be it's going to be a no contest or a disqualification because there's no way that they're closing out that at Elimination Chamber. There's no way.
So,
because when they started highlighting that this was the third match, I was like, oh, they're not ending it there. Because Brock Lesnar only does things definitively at marquee pay-per-views.
So, you ain't seen SmackDown?
No, I haven't. I was traveling during that, the whole SmackDown.
So, during SmackDown, Bray Wyatt and Uncle Howdy beat up Hit Row. And then Bray Wyatt challenged the winner, Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley, basically.
One, it's kind of unfortunate that Hit Row is definitely jobbers now. But wait, so Bray Wyatt, so now Bray Wyatt is in the mix of the Brock Lesnar Bobby Lashley situation.
It looks like he will be in some type of situation.
Wow. That is, What is that? I guess that's interesting. I don't know. Maybe I have to watch it to make it make sense. Maybe that's what I got to do.
It won't, but but be that as it may.
Right.
I'm not mad at what happened, what you will see happen to Bobby, because Bobby did it to Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
So, and I was of the same mindset of you. That's why I said this match shouldn't even take place at Elimination Chamber.
Right.
They should have just been fighting each other and attacking each other to the point where you say that Adam Pearce say, fuck this. At WrestleMania, it's y'all two in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. Or the Octagon, because I figured that would be their plan. Well,
I don't like that fight pit shit.
I know. I mean, look, I'm not a fan of it either, but I was like, but since they already unveiled it,
right?
Who better to do it than these two?
Yeah, so I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, but yeah, I put them two in a Hell in a Cell and let them fight. But this third match shouldn't have happened to me. But be that as it may, Bobby Lashley is up 2-1. Against Brock Lesnar, ladies and gentlemen.
Black champ survived, baby. You know what I mean?
You take your wins as you get them. Now, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather see Bray versus Bobby, Bray versus Brock again, or none of that shit?
Man. Honestly, I'll go none of it. And I'm glad... Keith just said what he said, because I was saying this before he... No, I was saying this when he left after the whole Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt thing. In a world where we talk about five-star matches and great ring work and all that, blah, 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 Bray Wyatt, his slider has never been up past 50 in that category for me personally. To me... I look at this as like, look, if the WWE was New Line Cinema, Bray Wyatt would be my favorite movie series. You know what I'm saying? Better than John Wick, up there with Jigsaw, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Michael Myers. It's up there with that for me in that aspect. I've never seen a, quote, great Bray Wyatt match. I've seen a lot of great vignettes, great promos, great things that just happen to have happened. But I've never seen a great match. I've never seen somebody elevated. Michael Cole has never hopped on TV the following week to say, oh man, after that hellacious battle with Bray Wyatt, this person is primed for X. It's never happened. And it's probably never going to happen. So when it comes to wanting to see Bray Wyatt in a program against anybody, I'll pass. But you can give him 20 minutes and y'all can just pre-produce something. And it can start SmackDown, or it could close SmackDown, or it can start or close one of the hours of Raw. But that is that's kind of just where we at with it, I think. And I'm not here to say that's a bad thing. I'm just saying you can keep every Bray Wyatt match until he shows me something different that proves that superstars are made or broken during his matches.
I hate to agree with you, Kemp, but I'm at that point that I agree with you. Now, mind you, I am a Bray Wyatt fan.
Yes.
But don't nobody look good in these shits. Don't nobody look amazing when it comes to Bray Wyatt shit. It just don't happen at all.
Yeah.
Like the last time somebody, matter of fact, I'll scratch that. Last time somebody looked amazing, you know, in a feud with the Wyatt family in general, Bray Wyatt, any section of the Wyatt family in general, is when the Shield was going back and forth against them.
Dang.
That shit looked magic.
Yeah.
And
look at two of the guys that were in it and where they are right now.
And I ain't gonna front, Kemp. Not gonna blame Bray for this.
Okay.
I'm going to blame who he goes up against.
Mm.
Because you have to know how to bounce off of that person mm-hmm. in order for you to get that rub off of them.
Yeah, I got you.
And I don't think, maybe that type of act is played out.
Mm.
Maybe that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
But back in our day, the yeah, Undertaker good. Could get put up against anybody and we scared for the Undertaker or that other person. Like, yeah. I'll give perfect example. The Undertaker versus Kamala didn't scare me for the Undertaker.
Right.
It scared me for Kamala. Because as soon as Kamala saw that casket, his eyes got big. And he was, oh! Yeah. And then next thing you know, he was running out the ring. But when Giant Gonzalez ass, who is least scary than Kamala,
man,
walk up to The Undertaker and whoops his ass, we at WrestleMania 9 like, yo, all The right. Undertaker about to die tonight?
Yeah.
They both are different style wrestlers, tall, short, fat. Mm-hmm. They all supposed to be equally dangerous to The Undertaker at that time, and both mm-hmm. got their ass beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that the wrestlers in the WWE know how to bounce off of Bray. That's why I said when Bray was on his free agent shit, everybody was like, go to AEW. No. To me, the company that does the best at that in the United States is Impact.
Mm.
I love to see Bray Wyatt in a Monsters Ball match or something like that. But this shit right here, what's going on? Mm. I'm confused. What the fuck is going on at this point? And yeah. why would you all of a sudden just want to go after Bobby Lashley? Not the Brock Lesnar thing, totally get it and I totally understand.
Right.
But the Bobby Lashley thing, this is one of those things where I don't think you should talk and challenge somebody before you wrestle them. You should just beat their ass and then explain the consequences of the actions later.
Right.
Don't get up here and say, with how Uncle Howdy in the back, I want the winner of you two next. No, Bobby Lashley won, so on Monday, go whoop Bobby Lashley's ass, and then us as black people got to figure this out.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, make us pick a side. Yeah.
Make us pick a side. and then make Bobby Lashley go, what the fuck going on? Who the fuck? Man, I just whoop your ass, G. But you weird, right. So I don't know what's going on.
Right.
Like, I would want to see them two wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
But does Bobby know how to play off of this supernatural, weird House of Horrors shit that Bray got going on right now? I don't think so.
So, on Bobby Lashley, much like Brock Lesnar, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because at the end of the day, Bobby Lashley had to go against Umaga. And granted, Umaga's no-sell wasn't as constant and clear as a Bray Wyatt, you know, whether he's the Fiend or whoever, but like, at least he's from the school where people knew how to sell the no sell. If you follow me,
yeah, I follow you.
Like because the other thing that made the Undertaker great, right? The early Undertaker, y'all. We talking like 91 and 90, I think 3 or 91 and 92 for sure. The other thing that really made the Undertaker no sell Undertaker great is how a Ric Flair would put him over. Chops, chops, bop, 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 bop. And then he's like, oh, no. And he just hit his knees like, oh, wait, hold on, big fella. And then he gouged him in the eyes and that still don't work.
Right.
But the Undertaker then doesn't follow it up by just clotheslining him. No, he does this bounce off the rope, leap in the air, hit him with the clothesline, and then he just back up. And it's like, whoa, hold on. He did that in 3 moves? What just happened here? So, again, that's why I'm like, Bray Wyatt don't even get himself over with his moveset in his matches.
Dude. I don't even know what the moveset is other than Sister Abigail.
Man.
The Bray Wyatt doesn't have that. In his five moves of doom,
yeah.
He don't have that one move that make you go, oh, that's my shit.
Right. Right. Like, when he becomes a novelty or a nostalgia or a legacy act, he's still going to do one move. But I think this is, and maybe, hey, you know what? Hey, well, look, maybe this conversation is exactly what they're trying to prove. No, Bray Wyatt can do great work with somebody very savvy in this space.
Nah, see, because if it is, it has to be somebody smaller that's going to be able to do that. Like, look, let me say this as my headphone just broke off.
Oh, there.
Yeah. I tried to tape this shit. It didn't work. I ordered some shit while we was podding, though.
There it is.
It's life, though. But, let me say this. I love Bray Wyatt. And I've been a fan of Bray Wyatt since I first saw the Wyatt character in NXT. And he wrestled Chris Jericho. And I said then, once I saw that match with him and Chris Jericho, I said that, you know what? He next. Everything's hidden. But the difference between, and maybe this is a Vince McMahon fault. Well, fuck Bray Wyatt up is going supernatural in the first place. See, I like the origin of the Bray Wyatt character. You know, low key Waylon Mercy.
Mid key, actually.
Yeah, mid-key. the whole Cape Fear type thing. I like that. But the minute you start going supernatural and shit, that I think wrestling fans are, and maybe I'm calling myself young and dumb, but wrestling fans are no longer at that age where we really believe that The Undertaker died at the Royal Rumble.
We
don't believe that Kane, we know Kane didn't die in a fire but survived and all of that shit.
Right, okay.
Because even looking at it like this, fam, yesterday I was watching old wrestling, fam. I was watching All-Star Wrestling again, and I was sitting there looking right here. Yeah, that's what happens when the kids ain't there. And you get the chance to like watch some shit. But it was part of it was in preparing of this pod.
Okay.
Because I wanted to say this. No matter what happened last night, I wanted to say this. Man, when you look at some of this old shit and you hear them talk about certain type of wrestlers, how they talked about them and how it's so different now. Like when the Wild Samoans came on TV, they talked about them as savages. You were scared of them because it wasn't just that they had beat your ass. They made you feel like you would get Aiden afterwards. And then plus Offen Seeker wasn't small guys either. So it's like, damn, they have really fucked you up out here. Wrestling with no shoes on, and you got to get them in control and shit. And you look at Kamala and Kimchi. A character like Kamala couldn't work now.
Yeah.
Because it'd be culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
And when you look back at a lot of that shit in the 70s and late 80s, I mean, late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, I got you.
A lot of that shit now was culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
Now when you look at your Samoans, you look at Solo Siaka, you look at the Usos, you look at Roman Reigns, you don't even look at Umaga.
Yeah, right.
Like that. You don't even look at Umaga and be like, oh, ha, ha. So, what I'm saying is that we ain't at the age, and our kids are not at the level we were when we just believe anything that popped up on TV when it came to wrestling. Ain't no Quang popping up, my G.
Hey, Quang.
There's Savio Vega. There's no Giant Gonzalez popping up. There's no Berserker popping up.
Even like, though there are some real life berserkers.
Yeah, some real live ones. Yeah.
There were some berserkers on Vine, so I know they can get
some
that
berserkers
over.
Now, fam. Just go take some crystal meth and go to wrestling.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but
take yourself out to Murfreesboro.
Take your ass out to
Montgomery, Nordic looking mother. No.
Just go to Montgomery, Illinois, fam. Same shit.
All right.
But nah, man. But to the point, like, our kids don't even believe that shit. My son looked at me crazy as hell when we watched the Royal Rumble, and he was like, "Man, you really thought the Undertaker died?" It's a different time, son. It's a different time. It's a different era. Nah, absolutely. Ain't nothing different about that, fam. You thought he died.
Yeah.
He didn't die. He's probably just going on vacation. Because we know too much, fam.
Yeah.
Now, he looked at Yokozuna and company jumping him like, damn.
Right.
But then when the whole thing of him popping up on the screen and then the smoke floating, son looked at my ass crazy like, you thought he died. It was lame. He thinks so much of his daddy that he was like, nah, you ain't really believe he was dead. You know what? I knew it. Back of my mind, I was like, man, I went to school the next day like, nigga, Undertaker dead. What we gonna do? Undertaker's dead.
Yeah, so, man.
But these kids ain't that, fam. Yeah, they know. True. They know that the Undertaker ain't there, so they when they see the Firefly Funhouse, they look at it as entertainment. But when you start doing all this other shit, it's like, all right, after a while, it's boring and bland. Mm-hmm. That's why the best thing to do if I'm Bray Wyatt is to get away from this supernatural shit. Mm. If you want to get to your cerebral shit. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Be cerebral.
Yeah.
But the lightning strikes in the middle of the ring don't work no more, Gene.
That's a fact.
That shit's dead. Like the Undertaker at the Royal Rumble. That shit's dead. We're overly excited because of nostalgia.
Yeah.
But Bray Wyatt ain't nostalgia.
Right.
So all this supernatural shit, save that for a show on WB or CW. But in the WWE, we at the point now, need to see you beat somebody ass and scare them cerebrally.
Right, that's a fact.
No more of this, whoo.
Yeah, and trying to be Raiden. That ain't gonna work.
That's why I don't think people know how to really work off of them, because it's like, my motherfucking kid don't believe this shit.
Yeah, but you know what? To your point, Bang, how can you know how to work with everything you just said? Like the guy that was like, "Yeah, and then we gonna have lightning come down right here," and it's just like, "But fam, how does that work when we gotta wrestle next week?"
Right. That, in this case, it's talking puppets.
Yeah,
and we got this dude that. This got a mask on that just turned his head and he jumped off the joint the other day and missed LA Knight all the way. Like,
you know what? But this made me really think about, and maybe Bray Wyatt needs to watch this certain segment and rectify it and remix it. For all of you CM Punk fans, my favorite CM Punk will always be Straight Edge Society CM Punk. That was the cult leader. And for me, if I'm Bray Wyatt, I take elements of that and put it into this character for the cerebral piece. And what I mean by that literally is one day that mask comes off and whoever that is behind it just starts choking the ish out of somebody. or you walking through the back and out of no reason, the production team just start beating your ass. And they be like, well, why is this happening? Well, Bray Wyatt has planted the seeds in this man's mind to think that you're the enemy. You're the person that killed his daughter in a car crash or whatever it is. And once you start planting that kind of supernatural behavior in a very realistic, manipulative way, I think you get more realism, and I think you get a way to elevate not only his character, but to elevate the story. Because you're right, even with the millions of dollars of production that the WWE uses to put together everything surrounding just Bray Wyatt, there's still a part of me that's just like, yeah, man, hey, this should be in theaters on Halloween. You know, this should be the summer horror film of the year. It doesn't give me big match pay-per-view for wrestling fans feel. I just don't get that whenever I see Bray Wyatt do anything. And that's why I was against him going anywhere else, because I know what he wants to do production-wise. It has nothing really to do with the actual character itself. And it does have something to do with the matches, but what he wants to do and the way he wants to do it with the pre and the post-production and the vignettes and all of that, you can only do that certain spaces. It's like, you know, you can't go from shooting Final Destination 3 and then do Blair Witch Project. You got to do Blair Witch, and then you got to get to Final Destination.
Man, look, I feel you. I just think it's the wrong person. Mm. I think Bray Wyatt needs Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, hey. But Ben, because I know, you tell them why.
That man is the most cerebral wrestler that I've ever seen in my life, even when I watch some of the old stuff. Mm-hmm. Cerebrally could never trust the snake, Jake the Snake Roberts, scared the shit out of me, and that man was just a man. But he was even more cerebral as a face than he was as a heel.
No.
That's who Bray Wyatt needs to watch tapes of. He need to go watch tapes of Jake the Snake Roberts and run that play. I like the straight edge thing. Don't get me wrong. I think mm-hmm. it's cool. But mm-hmm. we at the point now that he needs Jake. And that Jake is the one that the other wrestlers are going to see and be like, yo, I can make millions wrestling against dude.
Yeah.
Right now, and I ain't never been in a wrestling ring, but I just watch wrestling all my life. I could mm-hmm. be wrong, but mm-hmm. it don't feel like anything other than some fake supernatural ass shit when it comes with Bray. Take that motherfucking mask off of Uncle Howdy. Make it your brother or somebody else. But get that fucking mask off of him. Mm-hmm. And just go run the two-man power trip play mm-hmm. on these Mars. I don't need to see all this. That shit. That shit lame as hell now. We all grown. And mm-hmm. these kids old enough to know the difference. Fence, right. I'm sorry. This mm-hmm. ain't the day and the age where we think Cain died. We know Cain is the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee, fam. Mm-hmm. It's a hell of a life story to say, yo, my brother left me to die. But you know what? Anything can happen in life, because now I'm the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And it took hard work and perseverance for me to even do that, especially when my brother left me out to die. Like, that's not happening. So, Bray, let's move on. Mm. Let's get it together. And yeah. let's stop trying to act Twilight Zone-ish. Right now, it's not working.
Nah.
It's lame. All right, man, let's get back to these matches, though.
For sure.
Man, Edge and Beth Phoenix went up against the Judgment Day last night. Well, Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley. And Edge and Beth Phoenix won. Beth Phoenix had the little paint on to pay homage to Bull Nakano. Shouts out to Bull Nakano. Wow. And I even, to the point, I'll use Edge for an example. They tried to make Judgment Day supernatural. And man. Edge was like, man, get the fuck up out of here with that shit.
Yeah. He was like, no, that ain't gonna work. I'm out. Edge felt so strongly in his stance. He was like, just kick me out of the group.
And you know what? Have we seen anything supernatural out of Judgment Day? Nope.
No.
They just be whooping people ass. Fucking Dom went to jail. Got a teardrop on his face.
Yeah.
And Rhea Ripley won the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Outside of Finn showing up with more smoke around him, and with his hip hop starter pack.
Yeah.
That's about it.
That's about it. Hey. Supernatural.
And they better for it though, and it's right. Better for it.
And you know who's the best faction on Raw right now? Judgment Day.
Yeah.
And you know what? They have to do no seance, fam.
Right.
They have to do no seance. It is what it is. But Edge and Beth Phoenix won last night. Rumors are out there that there might be a Hell in a Cell between Finn and Edge at WrestleMania. So I don't know if I want to see that, but
yeah, man,
those two can have a great match in a wet paper bag. So
yeah,
it don't really matter.
It doesn't. Am I wrong for thinking that we're trying too hard to do this Edge versus Judgment Day feud now at this point?
I don't think they're trying too hard. I think it's done, though.
Okay.
I just think it's done. But yeah, it's hard to be done on something with two people that could give you some great-ass matches.
Yeah. But one keeps... I mean, look, time is
but
not
Edge
necessarily
keep winning.
On... Edge aside.
And he keep winning. So that's right. The thing. Like, they whooped his ass and then he wins all of the matches.
Yeah. And he get injured, he win, he get injured, he leave, he come back and he win, and he gonna get injured again. It's like...
Well, technically, he ain't been getting injured. He's just been getting written off because he was actually filming Percy Jackson when he got his ass whooped the last... Oh. Like, he got his ass beaten, then he went to go film Percy Jackson.
Oh, okay. So the last one I was
yeah.
Sorry, Adam. Sorry,
yeah,
Mr. Copeland.
Adam ain't been hurt. He just been working.
Well, then yeah, they didn't end this. Then they didn't hurt me. They didn't hurt me. Let him do something different. Look, right. I mean, shouldn't his be his feud be the Miz since they both in Hollywood? I mean, he was just at the Celebrity All Star Game, like. But wait, they did that though, didn't they?
Yeah, and almost tied the game up.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to the Miz. Look at the WWE representing in the NBA.
Right. And we can move on to that and move on to the biggest matches of the night. The men's Elimination Chamber match for the United States Championship. Let me be first to say, I still don't give a damn. The United States Heavyweight Championship should not have been in an Elimination Chamber match.
Yeah, no.
But I'm not mad at it, dude. Okay. After watching it last night, I'm not mad at it. Still don't like it, but you know what? The match was good enough where it's like, fuck it. Austin Theory versus Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, Johnny Wrestling, Montez Ford, and Seth freaking Rollins. Austin Theory wins with the help of Logan Paul by giving Seth Rollins the curb stomp. And then, you know, Austin Theory does his thing. But let me just say this right now, Camp.
Okay.
You had questions about Montez Ford.
Yeah, I did.
You did have questions.
Yes.
I think those questions was warranted. Those questions will be answered when you watch this today. Montez Ford will be a star in this company. WWE, do not fuck it up. Don't rush it either. Don't rush it. I do not want to see a rocker style breakup.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Just slowly slide them niggas apart like they did Bret Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Yeah, or just the Dudley Boys.
Or the Dudley Boys.
Do the hard stop. Trade one of them to SmackDown and let the other one have to figure it out. Let them both have to figure it out.
Yeah, don't put Angelo Dawkins into high energy or new foundation. That's all I ask. But Montez Ford last night, my G. I'm talking about from the entrance to the match itself, I won't tell you where he finished. All I will tell you is that that man,
it was evident
that that man is a star in this company, fam. And he will be. He's the person that's going to keep his wife from going to Hollywood if they still together and you want to work together. Because I think what I saw last night, man, hey, they could have gave him that belt last night and I wouldn't even been mad. Because I don't want them to rush it. I think we've seen something in him now where just take your time and build it. Take your time and build it. To the point where, look, man, my Montez Ford versus Melo, I don't think that's far off.
Okay.
I don't think that's far off. But your man's Johnny Wrestling, got his ass whooped a couple of times.
Praise God.
Bronson Reed definitely looks like this generation's Bam Bam Bigelow. Damian Priest looks strong. I think this was probably one of my favorite Elimination Chambers in quite some time. Really? Mainly because this was the OG and Seth, but everybody else needing to make a name for themselves. And while I'm still like putting the U.S. title in an Elimination Chamber is like whack, I ain't mad at what I saw last night. So shouts out to them. But Montez Ford, you woke up with the tweet like you do every time saying God is good. But I know when you tweeted that out this morning, it was a bigger smile on your face because God showed out for you last night, my G. You got something. You're going to be a star. As long as y'all don't do my man Angelo Dawkins wrong, everything can be straight. Don't put that man with nobody and try to make a black-white tag team.
Because you know Madcap Moss would be the pick right now.
I don't want that.
Me neither.
Yeah,
me neither. I mean, hey, look, if anything, I want that poster that was or image that was created. Let Angelo Dawkins join the Hurt Business. I mean, shoot, he more valuable than Omos.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah. I mean, hey, listen, man. I'm glad to hear that though, because sincere concern, because it looked like Montez Ford did the work. He did the work that was asked of him by the front office. I know he broke his foot, but that shouldn't have derailed most of what was happening around him though. And then once they didn't beat the streak at SummerSlam for the Usos, I was like, okay, so we really about to get into this, and still nothing happened. So I'm just glad that apparently he gave the performance that we all knew he could do and we needed to see right now. And there's something to build off of. So
yeah. But everybody up in that match did that thing. I think if two stars was made, it was Bronson Bam Bam Reed and Montez Ford, man. And then the match of the night. And a runner for match of the year candidate so far. Okay. Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn. Man. It's been so long since I've watched a match that had so much emotion involved to it off of one person. Because Roman Reigns was up in there like, man, get your bitch ass up out of here, man. Like, he really was like, man, get the fuck up out of here, fam.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't built. Man, you ain't like that.
Sami Zayn came out last. Amazing pop. Even though we knew what was going to happen, I came away like, damn, I wouldn't even been mad if they gave him the belt.
Wait, both of them?
Yeah, I ain't going to front.
Okay.
You knew it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have not been mad at all. Like, you remember when the world, except for us, thought that Drew McIntyre was going to win in England?
Oh, yeah.
Because he was in England?
People don't watch enough.
They've been watching long enough. Yeah, and being that he's in England, you know, it's like, oh, he got to win and all that shit. Bruh, this shit was, if I could compare it to some shit, It was British Bulldog, Shawn Michaels. Diana said that, like, you raped me or whatever that shit was.
Yeah, that was some wild.
On steroids.
Oh, wow.
Because, and I'm talking about as far as the motion between the two wrestlers and, you know, British Bulldogs, like, I'm about to fuck you up for touching on my wife. And Shawn like, no, what the fuck you talking about?
Right.
Because he didn't give a fuck. I'm just about to go do this match. The emotion came from the British Bulldog, but the wife was involved.
Yeah.
Fam, when Sami Zayn was getting his ass whooped, and you'll see this, Sami Zayn getting his ass whooped, Roman Reigns is beating his ass in front of his wife, and he's talking shit to his wife, and his wife was like, he loved you! I said right there, I said, oh!
God, she went all Talia Shire on her, huh?
Man, yes. This is like, yo, he really fucked with y'all. But you, like, I was like, oh shit, they bringing it from everywhere. One of my favorite signs was if Roman wins, we riot. One of my other favorite signs was if Roman wins, we will calmly walk out the arena.
We will calmly walk out the arena.
We will calmly That's walk excellent. Out the arena. Like, yeah, but nah, man, that match had all the emotion to it. Seeing Jey Uso get involved, not in the way that we expected or wanted.
Okay.
I would say. Jimmy Uso coming out. I have questions, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, we want to get to your questions because what I have is the aftermath because, and we can revisit the question. The only thing I want to know is where you sit right now, and I know the performers that we have coming up in less than 60 days. Do you think Cody and Roman can muster up enough of whatever was just resting in this to give us something lateral? I'm not even going better or worse. Can we get a lateral with Cody Roman that we got from Sammy Roman?
Bruh, I'll just say this, especially at the last night. The WWE is in the best position possible.
Okay.
They ain't been in a position like this at a WrestleMania since Hulk Hogan and Macho Man.
Okay.
And, of course, that was WrestleMania 4. We're at 39.
Yeah, right.
Right. Been 35 other WrestleManias, fam.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because of what I said when we started this. On Raw, you saw a tremendous promo between Cody Rhodes and Paul Heyman that made you go, all right, I'm ready for this shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take us to WrestleMania because you know Sami Zayn's not beating Roman Reigns.
Yeah, yeah, especially not after Raw.
Yeah, so you watch that, you like, oh, man, nah. Just go ahead and send us there. But then the next week, you see Cody and Sami have an equally, if not better, promo where you like, oh, shit. I ain't think about them two wrestling. Oh, fuck. But then you got the Jey Uso thing in the background. Because on the last show that we did, we basically was like, Jay's going to call Sammy the title.
Yeah.
Which is going to lead to either a match between them two or the tag team match.
Right.
That didn't happen. Now, some things happened which make me think we're going to get that in some type of way. But I'd rather it would have happened last night instead of on a Raw or a SmackDown.
Okay.
Because that this last night supposed to be the precursor to what we're about to get on the first and the second. And when we didn't get that, that's what's like, okay, I got questions. Are they going to try to triple threat us? What is Kevin Owens going to do? How is all of this going to work? Like, it's almost like I'm telling the WWE, at some point, you have to dumb this shit down because you are hitting 100% of the time when it involves Sammy, Roman, Cody. Mm-hmm. You ain't missing. And I still ain't named Jay, Jimmy, Solo.
Right.
I ain't mentioned Paul. I just mentioned three people. And anytime y'all put them on TV, they hit. Mm-hmm. Which, if we look at past, it makes you think a triple threat match is going to happen. Mm-hmm. The way that the match happened last night, we all knew it wasn't going to be clean. But we just thought it was a possibility that it would lead to something else, which officially moves Sammy away from Cody and Roman. It moved it closer to me.
Okay.
So if y'all trying to give us a triple threat match, I ain't mad at it. Because you combining these stories that are the biggest stories in wrestling right now into one big-ass Mega Powers Collide shit. But if the goal is to still just have Roman and Cody, that wasn't accomplished last night.
Okay. So, hey, and that's kind of why I was asking what I was asking, even though I hadn't seen anything. because hey, there's still more story to tell.
It is. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's so much story to be told. You just got to dumb it down at this point. Look, you go to The Wire, the first, second, the third, the fourth, the sixth episode of The Wire is normally, all right, we taking a day off on this one. We kick it back on 7, 8, and then the ninth episode of The Wire is normally the best one because the 10th one basically sets you up for the next season. Just go watch The Wire. The episode before the season finale is always the best one.
Okay.
But the last episode basically starts to set you up for everything that's going to happen the next season. Last night was not supposed to be the best episode. It was supposed to set you up for what's going to happen at WrestleMania.
Right.
No, that shit was episode 8, fam. Where it was like, oh.
Like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Like, even with Paul Heyman getting involved, that shit right there was hilarious. Like, it was too much shit that happened in that match that made me go, damn, it's not clear to me. Now, maybe it might come clear this Friday. But to me, everything should have been set up last night. That's why I got and maybe that's a good thing.
Okay.
Maybe that's a good thing. But it's clear who Seth Rollins is going to go up against for the most part. We clear on the women's championship match for Raw. We are unclear about some other things, but we're talking about major main matches.
Right.
I'm thinking last night, we just got on another highway and shit about to be smooth sailing. I left last night watching, well, left this morning watching what happened last night, like, man, what the fuck y'all gonna do? And like I said, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. But if it's not going to be Roman versus Sammy in some capacity, I mean, triple threat, because it's clear that it is Cody versus Roman. You got to dumb it down for Sammy sooner rather than later. Because last night made it crystal clear to me that he got to be involved in that match. He got to be. Because it was people that was putting triple threat matches for the title at WrestleMania for less.
Very true.
Shawn Michaels was put in that triple threat with Triple H and Chris Benoit for less. Bryan Danielson and Edge was put in the triple threat with Roman Reigns for less.
Yeah.
The only one that wasn't for less was Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And I've already told you that to me, this is past Daniel Bryan vibes.
Yeah.
And that was that became a triple threat match. I don't want to see a triple threat match, y'all. I don't. I wish Jey Uso.
Wait, what about triple threat elimination?
I don't want to see that shit. I don't want to see the WWE version of it either. I don't want to see that. I do want to see Jay and Jimmy versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn main event night one of WrestleMania. And I want to see Roman and Cody main event night two. We just now got to get to it. Now let's go. Let's put it all together. And I think that that's the only thing that I believe that you miss an opportunity to do to set that up on a premium live event. And we've had this conversation before, and this is like my perfect example of some shit don't need to be on Raw or SmackDown.
Right.
For some sure. Something needs to be at a special event.
For sure.
And to me, Jey Uso super kicking Sami Zayn to hell sets up the second most emotional match, or the first, the biggest emotional match at WrestleMania weekend. But I do still believe that all roads lead to the tag team match being the main event, night one, and night two, Cody versus Roman. Okay. It's just that you got to stop clowning it up, fam. It's just, matter of fact, I'll say this and then I'll pass it on over to you. Seeing Elimination Chamber last night, the way that that main event between Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn happened with all of the particulars, it's like you breaking up with your girl, but 2 days later fucking the shit out of her. She gonna ask questions about, so are we back together, fam? What is this? You didn't give me halfway. You gave me whole. You can't say we ain't together no more, fam. If we not together no more, you don't do me like you just did. That's how I felt last night. If we was moving on, fam, you didn't tell me.
Right.
You didn't tell me last night. So are we moving on or not? And if we not moving on, you can't do me like you did me last night. You can't. Like, just don't touch me no more.
Oh, man.
Don't call me no more, fam.
That is funny.
That's how last night ended. Because you're going to watch it and you're going to be like,
yeah.
What the fuck, fam?
Like, yeah, I got to check it out. We are definitely watching it. Definitely watching it. It's happening.
Don't be doing me like that, fam. Don't be doing me like that. But all in all, man, that pay-per-view last night, for the exception of Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley, even though we kind of figured that was something like that would happen, that was an A-plus pay-per-view to kick off the year and to lead us to the road to WrestleMania, fam. So nice. I am heavily invested into WrestleMania.
Nice. Hey, man. Well, that's awesome, man. Elimination Chamber putting itself in that position to be one of them ones, or at least a great transition between them ones, which is needed too, man, to be honest with you. I mean, we don't get 12 amazing premium live events. No. So to be real, if we can get 7, we win. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We as wrestling fans win. If we can get 7, that's them. We in a good space.
One of those premium live events got to be a throwaway. Let's be real.
That's true. No,
let's be real. We thought last night was going to be a kind of a throwaway. That shit wasn't.
Now, you know what? I always look at Fastlane like that, even though they try to make it not be. Even though, I think, what was it? 2021? I don't know. One of them Fastlanes was pretty fire, though. I can't front. And not just the Kofi Mania one, but there was one that was kind of fire.
The one with with Dean Ambrose? I think he was on the cover.
You know, that might have been it. That might have been the one. But no, you know what? I say Elimination Chamber, man. I'm never at odds with the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. They do go out of their way to make some kind of moment happen. I just think that they got the right players. And if there is one thing that I think is coming back to wrestling, and you know what I'm saying, don't soil your pants yet, ladies and gentlemen, but one thing from the Attitude Era, I think that is coming back in this era, is everybody feeling like they got to have the best match.
Yeah.
Because the quality is getting better. I can't think of the last time I felt like it was mailed in from anybody that was supposed to be on the card and be that, be him, oh, yeah, be her, whatever it is. It's been a while since we've seen that. And that's been great. And you know what? And hey, and I'll go as far as to say this. If the catalyst for that is Roman Reigns holding both titles and nobody being able to really get that title off of Gunther and the three-way dance that's happened for about 18 months with the U.S. title, then so be it. This is why I don't like hot potato titles in the first place. And I think what we're seeing right now is like, oh, so they ain't just going to give me the shot to see if it worked. I really got to put myself in position. Oh, I can't mail it in. Bet. That I think that is what we're getting in this whole ordeal. So hey, Pedro, we coming for you, nigga. Let's go.
Yes. All right, man. So the last thing that we have on the docket, man, even though we don't watch it, because we don't be up. We might see it on the internet though, but man, congratulations to Mercedes Money.
Yeah, for sure.
See, I ain't say Sasha, man, but Mercedes is now the new IWGP Women's Champion. She defeated Kairi Sane in San Jose yesterday. So I just want to shout out to Mercedes for taking a step out on faith.
Yeah.
I know that I think ESPN did a story on her about, you know, changing gears and things of that nature. Saw the video of her and Kenny Omega. She telling Kenny Omega how nervous she was before her Wrestle Kingdom appearance. But this is what I said a couple of months ago, and it rang true when I saw her reaction and then seeing her win the belt. There's some people that don't love a company. They love wrestling. They want to get to those companies, but they love wrestling. And some of those wrestlers are the wrestlers like Stan Hansen or Big Van Vader or other American wrestlers who went over to Japan, made a whole bunch of bread, and made a life for themselves. AJ Styles, the Good Brothers are all people that, you know, hey, man, if there is another company, we could go there. But it's just something about wrestling in front of those folks in Japan.
Right.
And if you love wrestling, you might not necessarily watch it. But when you was little, you was like, yo, how can I watch Jushin Thunder Liger more?
Facts.
Like, he was at least saying that. How can we watch the great Muda more? You know, because I was one of those people. You know, that's why I might not watch Wrestle Kingdom live, but I'll find a stream so I could go ahead and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I might not necessarily know those wrestlers by name, like some of y'all might do, but I love, but they be getting it in. And you see somebody like Mercedes who went over when she had her first little spat with the WWE, and she went over there and trained. And she wanted to be a part of that culture. She wanted to wrestle. Mm-hmm. She had the opportunity to do so, and look what happened. She went over there, and that arena sold out knowing only one match on the card.
Mm-hmm. Take that, Paul and Vince and all y'all.
They only knew that it was going to be Mercedes Money versus Kairi Sane for the IWGP Championship. And that shit sold out like that.
That's big for a couple of reasons. Stating the obvious one being it's a women's match. And that's the only match on the card that you know of before you purchase a ticket. And it's also big because if y'all, no matter how deep you read into the press releases or whatever was said about the then Sasha Banks' appeal and draw level as far as tickets and main eventing and all of that, it's a big moment for both of those reasons. So to see Mercedes, not Sasha Banks, just her likeness, The person that we expect, because now she literally can't be the boss. She can't come. She doesn't come out to the same music, the same way, with the same kind of things. And to see it still sell out like that, and it's a title match, that's very big for her on several levels, man. And I'm very happy that just that alone, no matter what happened with the match, Bang, for me, that was her ultimate W over the WWE naysayers. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it doesn't have to be her against the company. It's just the her against your perception of who I am and what I bring to this table. I think that's important.
Very important. So, man, salute to Mercedes. Is she the first black IWGP Women's Champion?
My guess would be yes, but I ain't gonna front. I didn't really realize it was an IWGP Women's Champion until, like, she was going for it.
Fam, look.
Keeping it real with you.
Look, that just shows me how much my nerd wrestling used to come out, because who was that? Akira Hokuto, I think that's her name. But okay. World War III, the first one.
Okay.
95. Mm. It was Akira Hokuto and somebody else versus two other women. They beat the shit out the women. Man, I mean, that's how they beat the shit out the women. Beat shit out the women, fam. And it was a match. I think it was on Wrestle War 91. It was another women's match on there. They beat shit out the women. So I figured it was a champion there, because, like, you know, yeah. Medusa or Alundra Blaze used to go over there and wrestle a lot.
Excuse me. Yeah, it's got it. Yeah. You know, makes sense.
I figured it was something. This is before all, like, Stardom, and I knew all that shit. You know,
right.
But yeah, hey, Akira Hokuto, fam. Like, not Bull Nakano. Akira Hokuto, and I think it's World War III, 1995, okay. WCW. They beat the shit out the women. Like, they jumped off the top rope down to the ground and fucked one of the women up. I was like,
dang.
That's how the women wrestle in Japan? Like, these bitches beating people ass like Kensuke Sasaki. So, yeah. But, man, you haven't seen any, like, you ain't really seen any wrestling, so I doubt you got any guarantees.
Nah, man, I guarantee y'all I'm going to watch and catch up. You did? Yeah. So I'll be in better shape for our next show. Yeah, man, I would have loved to have seen more, but shoot, it took me 4 days to watch all of Raw, and then I missed everything else after that. So,
well, look, man, I have a guarantee hope. My guarantee hope is that Corey Graves is able to get back in the ring and wrestle. He's okay. Been cleared, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
but let's just know that he's been cleared. But just watch old NXT. Corey Graves is supposed to be a multiple time WWE champion right now, in my opinion. Okay. And I know it's been some rumblings of him possibly teaming up with Carmella in a way. He should be riding for his wife on TV and shit.
Yeah.
I really hope that at WrestleMania we get to see Corey Graves wrestle G. I really do, fam.
Okay.
To the point where I'll give you a match.
Let's go.
Corey Graves and Carmella versus Pat McAfee and another woman. Whoever you pick.
Right, I got you.
But I want to see Corey Graves versus Pat McAfee at WrestleMania in some capacity. Because when he popped out in the Royal Rumble, Corey Graves is like, what the fuck you doing here, basically? To the point where I ain't gonna front.
Good.
I thought Pat was gonna get snuffed.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, you don't mess with them for real? Or like, you're talking too much.
Even though they said it was a full surprise, they didn't know Pat was gonna come out. Yeah. My wrestling thought was, oh man, this gonna lead to a program between those two.
Hmm.
And the thing is like Corey's an actual wrestler.
Yeah.
He's nice. Yeah. And he's cleared. What better way to kick this back off with Pat McAfee?
Right. Yeah, man. Hey, it's not a bad look. It's not a bad look for either of them.
Hey, look, man, if y'all
something tells me that the segments are gonna be super fire.
Man, look, if them mugs did Jerry the King Lawler versus Michael Cole.
Oh, man.
You give me Pat McAfee versus Corey Graves.
Three times at that.
Right. All right, man. Hey, man. So if you haven't seen it, go watch it. If you have watched it,
yes.
Hey, man, watch it again. Shouts out to everybody that held us down in the thread. Yeah, why? Yeah, no, why? No. Cypher Sinatra over here was playing DJ, and I was playing Layla Hathaway fan. I was basically playing like the woman that be at the front of the Apollo Theater anytime a singer comes up there. That was me.
Oh, man.
So we was having fun with our mates. Absolutely. And with our families.
Yes.
I'll be back to give y'all the content that y'all love. I'll pass it over to Cam.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Hey, if you need a DJ for less than 9 hours, call me. Because I DJ for like 9 hours yesterday. But when you can make people in their 50s and 60s get up all night and literally dance to like 12:30, 12:45.
Hey.
You got something going for yourself. Black crowds are the toughest crowds, man. I'll stand by it.
Yes, they are.
Keith, I will not let Johnny's Elimination get me down. Matter of fact, I think it's going to cap off my weekend just right. But I will let you know on the next episode. All right? And, man, we appreciate y'all. Representing the FBC brand the way that you all do, just by your conversation alone, the likes, comments, shares, the posting. I'll be hopping on Facebook more. I see y'all working. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. We love to keep the conversation going. Obviously, Bang and I can do this show without all of you, but your contributions and whatever way you decide to contribute makes it all greater and all worthwhile. So, man, remember, if you ever want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the First Black Champ Podcast. Pick VPB. We are out. Fuck you, Johnny Wrestling.
Yeah.